Hi, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Sunday, December 14th, in the early evening here in the Indian Ocean. We're 46 degrees south and 45 degrees east, approximately, making about 11 to 12 knots at the moment. And wasn't able to make a connection through yesterday to give an audio recording, but we were in the thick of it yesterday for sure. Big storm came through, very big geographically and intense as well. Well, the forecast has been for 30, 35, maybe 40 knots of wind in certain places. We ended up with 45 to 50 knots, up to 55 knots, and up actually gusts into the 60s. And had some difficulties being able to control the speed of the boat. Ended up with the third reef in the main up, and didn't think we'd be able to get it down, actually. So we had to leave it up and didn't have an option with a storm jib because the boat was going so fast, couldn't go on the foredeck. It was too dangerous to go on the foredeck. So anyway, that's a bit of a more of a story, no matter what degree angle we went to. Trying to slow the boat down, it would either be broadside to the seas, which would be dangerous, or going downwind would just be burying the bow and water coming back over the whole boat, just like a submarine. It was pretty scary. But anyway, we eventually got through all of that. Remembered a picture I'd seen of Bernard Stamm, who was in the Felix race a couple of years ago, around the world race, and a couple of days into it, there were 60 knots of wind, and he had just the third reef in the mainsail up and was able to make some headway that way, but it was very much calmer going upwind with the third reef in the main. So we were going downwind most of the time and tried that, and that helped calm things down, and was then able to get the storm jib up, and that was sort of towards the end of yesterday's storm. Anyway, we did send in some video from that. Should be up on the website sometime the next day or so. And then there was, through the course of the night, it looked like it was going to be light winds in the aftermath of this big storm that went through. It just kind of left a wake behind it of nothing. And when I checked the weather files again, I saw, much to my dismay, that there was, in fact, another low-pressure system following right behind it, and we would get that one today. So, had the double whammy here. The barograph took a big plunge in the middle of the day, and the difficulty was that the forecast seemed to be similar, and there was no way of knowing if today's forecast would be similarly inaccurate in its wind velocity as yesterday. So we had to prepare for the worst, so did, and we actually went to the third reef and the storm jib early today, which had been the plan for yesterday, but not enacted to get that storm jib up. And so we've been going along with that, and we got through the first part of this low pressure system. The barograph is evened off at the bottom. I'm not quite sure where we are in the whole system, because the wind direction is not quite matching up with what's on the charts, but I think we have some idea. And so a couple hours ago went back to the staysail instead of the storm jib, and the three reefs in the main were kind of broad reaching right now, went a little bit after the beam, and making 12 knots or so with that reduced sail configuration, and heading towards the Isle Crozet, up a couple hundred miles, and we'll pass presumably to the south of those, and then onward. Been interesting to watch the front of the race. Those people are going crazy. They're going so fast. People in the mid-pack here too. Jean-Baptiste DeJanti on Maisonneuve is down to the south of us. They caught up to our position in the rankings today. As we headed north out of yesterday's storm, he kept going to the east. And I think we'll have to see. He may be paying for that now, because I think the way it looks on the weather charts, it looks like he's on the wrong side of this weather system. Whereas we're going downwind, he'll be going upwind at 30, 35 knots of wind. So anyway, we'll see how that all plays out. But he's been sailing spectacularly well and going very fast and consistently fast. So that's, I guess, about it from here. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get through this rest of this low-pressure system without any mishap and continue on our way tomorrow. Okay, thanks.